and welcome to another edition of International Report. The Senegalese capital, Dakar, which is predominantly French-speaking, boasts just one single dedicated English-language bookshop and library. And that started out, like many another good idea, in a garage attached to a family home. Today, Angela Franklin from the US stocks more than 3,000 books in her cozy library. She also hosts a summer reading camp for children to enable them to practice their English, develop their confidence and their literacy. Reading, she says, is that non-battery-operated activity that motivates the mind, body and spirit. The summer reading program is a great experience for readers of all ages, as our correspondent Emmanuel Landé discovered when she went along.
Do you know a place in Africa called Ghana?
Yes.
Yes, so the author of the book is Ghanaian. Her name is Portia Derry. And the story has been illustrated by Toby Newsom. Do you know what is an illustrator? Tell me.
An illustrator is the person who draws the pictures in a story.
Yes. So you can
it's
see
Saturday morning. Fatiha is sitting on the floor at Shea Alpha excited. Books with half a dozen
she
other children, listening
to
closely to Rama, reading today's book,
stopping.
Grandma's List, by Portia Derry. She slowly
when
turns
Ellen
the pages so everyone has a chance to admire the illustrations in the thin
Ellen
hardback book from Ghana.
And you know
all eyes are on the pages.
Mm-hmm.
Rama's been reading to the group as part of the We Read program that's taking place during the summer holidays at the Shea Alpha Books Library.
We're reading to the children, the members of the We Read program for the summer. They were very into the book. The pictures are very beautiful. So we read the story, we interact with the children. We ask them a few questions to see if they understood the story. So to me, it was very, very interesting. It was a great exchange.
The We Read program is a book reading competition to see who can read the most books over the summer. And every Saturday, they get to come in and have a story read to them.
For each child, you can see their name on the wall. You can see the number of books they read. So it's very, very interesting to see how they are reacting to actually their opponent. So it's actually a book competition, a book reading competition.
Once the story's over, Fatiha and her two smaller sisters head over to the shelves to pick their next books.
All the books are in English, because I can only read in English. That's what I mostly like about it. The kid books we have at home, most of them are in French. I don't understand much of it.
A few feet away, sitting cross-legged with books starting to pile up around her, is Tania, Fatiha's mum, also choosing her own books.
We in the beginning when we first came here, because my girls love to read, we don't do TV in our house. So we have always, reading has always been our form of entertainment for the most part. So my children had to have books, and right away, I knew the store was here. Came to the store, then once we realized they had a library, we were here every few days in the beginning. It's now been 2 years, and we just, you know, maybe once a month or so, once or twice a month, we're here to just change out our books. But the girls love it. And still, we live without TV.
The mother of five finds her children communicate better and puts their confidence down to the benefits of reading. According to a study by the New York University School of Medicine, reading to your children also has the potential to help curb problem behavior like aggression, hyperactivity, and difficulty with attention. Even little Amina likes to sit and leaf through the books.
I find that their vocabulary is bigger than I realize. I was playing a game with them where I was once going through the dictionary and choosing different words to see if they knew the meaning. And my eldest, who was 10, she knew almost verbatim the definitions of certain words. And she would say, well, I read it in this book. And then as far as their confidence level, I definitely would say so. You know, they say even in the States, they used to say even a child like her, she can't read really well. She can read, but this is too much. But even just holding the book and looking at the pages is developmentally beneficial for them. Like the other day, they were acting out the pictures from the book. So even though they're just it's not like stagnant, you know, they can act out and still play games and stuff based off the book.
12-year-old Ashafari reads at least 6 books a week and up to 11 when he's on a roll.
Well, I've read The Young Samurai, I've read this one, The Titan's Curse, I've read this one as well. I've read quite a lot. My sister's read this one, even though she's not a teenager.
Take that book, you're going to take that.
Shea Alpha Books is full of life on this Saturday as the kids roam from bookshelf to bookshelf, picking and choosing what they want to read. And behind the huge collection of books is Angela Franklin, an artist from the US who decided to name the library and bookshop after her son.
My son was born here. I felt like what I knew best were things related to children because of him and his age. And I saw the need. I was concerned with books. It wasn't about English language being more important than French. It was just about having another option and providing him access to books, and also always thinking of the images and the stories that I wanted him to hear and to know. So that was it. That was the key force that drove me to it.
Years later, and the three-room bookstore is packed with new releases, biographies and fiction, history and academic books, not to mention the Landing Library for all ages.
But the whole thing was to make reading, keep it fun, to keep it lively. And also, I think that it's important. We read aloud to babies, and then kids get a certain age, we don't read aloud to them anymore. I think it's important to read aloud to children at all ages and to make it social and not just you in your room with a book only. I had the benefit of working at a school once. It was the Friends School in Baltimore, and they had a reading hour. And at that time, everywhere on the campus, people read. Everything stopped. So the guard in the security booth was reading, the teachers, the students, and you didn't have to stay on your desk. There were sofas in the rooms, you could lay on the floor, but everybody read. And it stayed with me, how powerful that was and how it just made reading a part of your day. Just take a moment, 20, 30 minutes, and you read.
They say reading is a key to success for some of today's top business leaders. Reading for just 6 minutes can increase life expectancy by reducing heart rate and easing muscle tension. So imagine what 30 minutes or an hour would do. And if you can, read aloud. For RFI, Emmanuel Nader in Dakar.